Good morning, church family.
Good morning.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, we had Gideon Sunday here at the church because Pastor was on vacation, and so you thought you were done with us for a year, but that's not the case. Pastor called me yesterday about lunchtime and said he wasn't feeling well and Susan wasn't well, and, you know, what should we do? And he said, well, we have this Gideon speaker coming. Do you think he would do the whole service? So fortunately, he was at our Blitz planning meeting where I was too, and I asked him, would he do the whole service? So he agreed to do that. So we're fortunate to have Ruben Caliano here with us today. We're going to be having, the reason he's here is we're going to be having our international convention in Phoenix this next week, starting Wednesday through Sunday. And so as part of that, we have international Gideons from all over the world come into that convention. And so some of these Gideons volunteer to come in early, like a week early, throughout the U.S. and spend time with the Gideon camps at what we call Faith Fund rallies. And these Faith Fund rallies, we had one here last night, is for the camps to give money out of their own pockets for Bibles throughout the world. And so that's what it really is for, is for international Bible, for countries who can't afford to pay for their own Bibles. So Ruben is from Romania. He's a regional field representative there in Romania. And he's been in New Mexico all week. Well, he started out in El Paso, actually, last Sunday, and he's traveled through all of New Mexico. I told him, well, I've been here 34 years. You've probably seen more of New Mexico than I have. And he somebody asked him, you know, what town did you like the best? And he said, well, I didn't see anything about towns. All I've been in is hotels and churches giving presentations. So from here, Ruben will be going this afternoon to Phoenix. He'll be flying out from Albuquerque. And so he'll be getting some much-needed rest there at the convention. And so, Ruben, would you come up and share with us your presentation? And thanks for coming.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here in this morning in the house of the Lord together, worshiping the Lord, praying to the Lord for our needs. And this one. Okay. Yesterday I was telling brothers and sisters that it's my first time in New Mexico, and I'm saying the same to you. It's the same time to New Mexico for myself, but I have, since last night, I changed something else. It's the second time here in this church for me. So I think a few more times so I can apply for a membership here in the church. Yes, your church is calling Faith Bible Church. And this, I believe you have more faith than the others. If not, you should have, because it's your church, Faith. My church name, translated into English, is Day of Grace Church. So every day it's God's grace. So I think it's God's grace, and we have to have faith in God for our life. As you heard, I'm from Romania. I'm married. Next year we'll have 20 years anniversary. I have three kids, three boys. The oldest is 18, middle one is 8, the youngest next week will turn 5. So they are waiting me already home. We are speaking, but I have still something to do to attend the convention. And after that, I'll be going home next Sunday. This is my family. And as I told you, this is a church full of faith, I would say. And I want to encourage you this morning. We have a promise in the Bible. We have many. But one of the promises in the Bible, we can find it in Matthew 6, verse 33, where it says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." The word key here, it's not seek, but first. Because in our list of priorities in life, we have to put God first. And he is faithful enough to take care of all other our needs. Because he is not just our God, he is our Father. How are you doing with your kids when they are asking you something? You provide for them, yes? Even they don't ask you for something, but you know their needs. So you are there close to them, helping them when they get injured. And this is what God is doing with us. And that's why we have to put all our faith in God. We don't have to struggles like unbelievers, accomplishing and to gain many things for ourselves. Because God knows that every man and every woman needs that. And everybody is fighting for that. But if we are putting our trust, our faith in God, he is faithful. And he's righteous to provide all of this for us. Romania, it's here in Europe. This is where I live. I'm living here. Where is the red spot here? Close to the Moldova border here. Very close to Ukraine here. Everybody knows about Ukraine because it's in a fight, in a war with Russia. This is Europe. You heard about Spain, France, England. They have Germany. They have a very powerful soccer championship. So they are known for that. Italy too. Austria, Poland, Romania, less about it. But we can proudly say that our country is beautiful. With the mountains and all the kinds of reliefs. What I came and I see here, I see the mountains. You have such high mountains, but I don't see. I didn't saw trees on your mountains. You have bold mountains. Ours are different. And as I told you about this war between Ukraine and Russia, and Russia starts here next to Ukraine, and if you didn't notice by now, Russia goes through there until the maps end. So this is Russia and this is Ukraine. It's like the mouse and the cat, no? And they are chasing. Unfortunately, in this chase, people are dying. And unfortunately, they are dying without knowing Christ. And we are not praying that somebody will win or for Russia to lose. We are praying that this war to stop. Because we want people from both sides to come to know Christ and to give their life to Christ. Because we want them in heaven also next to us. No? That is what Bible is asking for us. To pray not just for those, for your friends. Pray for your enemies. Because God wants that your enemies to become your friends and to become members in this church and together to go to heaven. It's not like, I'm Christian now, I don't care about any others. I'm going on this road in front of me to Jerusalem, heavenly Jerusalem, into heaven, to heaven. by myself. No. We have to drag up to us or the others who are there, which are down on the ground. Maybe at some time on this road, you will be down, I'll be down. And I'm expecting that somebody else to pick me up and to help to go to heaven. We are going together to meet the Lord. It's not a contest. You know, in the Bible, Apostle Paul makes this comparison between the earthly games, where just one person is gained the trophy. He is now the number one, but in the opposite side, when we are going to heaven, God prepared for all of us a place. The only condition is to reach the finish line. If you succeed and end the finish line, you are with God. That's the only condition. You have to be there. You don't have to give up. Just focus on that, on the objective to end the running. Romania, in Europe, these are my camps that I'm taking care in Romania, 41 camps. Gideon ministry in Romania starts in 1990, when the Soviet Union fell down, and all the foreign countries around Russia right now, they were independent countries, and the Gideon ministry started in the eastern part of Europe, establishing their first camps in Romania, starting in 1990. And as I said yesterday, it's 1990 just to be much more easier for us to count the years. It's a round sum, so it was better. The major denomination in Romania is Orthodox, Eastern Orthodox Church. The percentage is, as you know, 73.86%. They are like Catholics. They believe in God, they believe in Jesus Christ, they believe in Holy Spirit, but they believe also in saints. They are praying to saints. They put a huge emphasis on the tradition, and for them, Bible is on the same level with tradition, and this is idolatry in front of God. So we have to pray for them. Despite the fact, yes, they are also with other denominations in the bigger Christian family, but like mostly than others, they worship, they didn't worship directly to God, they worship to saints that will go in front of God and take their part. So it's like going around and God says, come to me, put your burden in front of me, and I will take care of it. So we have to worship and to pray just in front of God. Evangelicals and Protestants in Romania are 6%. I'd say a good number, because a few years back, this percent was lower. So this means that women and men and children give their life for Christ and accept Christ as their Savior. So this is a good thing. Yes, we are praying that this number to increase every year, and maybe next year to be 7% or 9% or 12%. Yeah, of course, we'd like to be 73%, but still we'd have work to do, because our goal is to have 100%. It's like, no, your goal in the United States is that everybody to be saved in the United States. Here it's an Orthodox celebration. Unfortunately, in my hometown, they are coming from all over Romania, more than 1 million people, to worship a saint, a woman. They said that she was doing some miracles during her life. And they are coming there. They are coming here and praying to her for healing. They are praying for helping them in for schools, in their relationship, in their families matters, to help them with the exams in on different situations. But we know that all these requests and prayers should be addressed to Jesus Christ and God alone. And we are praying that God will open their eyes. And that's why we have to be there and to pray for them and sharing the gospel with these people. Here it's the whole Romania with the Gideon camps. We have 76 camps. We are 833 Gideons and 317 auxiliaries. This is just my region, eastern part. We had several blitzes in Romania. And I attended the last one because just for the last one I was a Gideon and a field representative. And we had the goal to distribute 40,000 New Testaments. It's a huge number even now, but because I was new and I was thinking this isn't the first ISB, first Blitz, I think this number is a little bit higher. We should put it a little bit lower to not be disappointed at the end of the week. But I didn't tell to the other members of the team. I was thinking we will be praying to God to help us, to give us strength and power to go outside and sharing the gospel. To give testaments. Also, we are praying for open doors. And we let everything in God's hands because we are not doing this for us. We are not doing this for numbers. We are not doing this for some association. We are doing this for reaching unsaved people to Christ and for God's kingdom. And the week starts. And we've been able to distribute to hotels, to schools, inside the schools, outside. Mostly now we are distributing outside the schools because they are not allowing us inside. Just some private schools where the leadership is Christian. But we are going in front of school and then somebody after some time will come and say, "Hey, we don't want you to be here. Go to another place," but other places around the corner of their school, and after some time they will come again. "Hey, I just told you 30 minutes ago, go to another place." We go around and take another corner because the building have more corners, so each corner it's an opportunity for us. So we have to take it all. Inside and outside the schools. At university, this lady didn't accept the New Testament, but we took time to answer her questions. Because it's important to be there for the people. It's not just about giving New Testaments to counted some number of New Testaments that were given. Just we have to be there for people. Some of them might not take a New Testament, but they will have some questions about who we are, what is our belief, why are we doing that, and we have to be there and to speak with them. We don't know, maybe next time when they will face the same opportunity, they will accept the New Testament and God will speak to their hearts. To hospitals, we've been able to enter in the hospitals. Right now it's more difficult after COVID, but still in some hospitals, in some areas of the hospitals, we can enter with the help of doctors and nurses, which are Christians, and this is an opportunity for us also. And we are praying to have as much as doctors and nurses as possible to help us around the Romania and United States, why not? And to open the doors for this. To army, we are not allowed to take pictures with the army. It's not like in the United States. Here I can go outside to see some military folks or with the police and asking them to take a pictures. I'm sure they will say yes, because last year I was asking for a picture with some police officers and they agreed. So I know that it's possible. In Romania, it's not possible because they don't want to, but they will not say, I don't want to. They will say, our orders is not to take picture with people. Our superiors don't allow us. So it's better to give blame on the others. No, it's human nature. Instead of taking responsibility, I say, I don't want to be in a picture with somebody being a police or... Just to be honest, but they don't want to. Church presentations. This brother here, he is from international delegation. He is from Atlanta, Georgia. In that time, he was 80 years old. He had some health problems. But despite of all that, those things, he wanted to travel to Romania for the International Bible Blitz. And this was a lesson for me, because he showed that he was putting God first. And he was doing this for God, not for him, to be somebody. For somebody at his age, for sure he don't want to show to the others that he's a guy, he's somebody. Maybe if he was 40, from 30 to 50 years, maybe... He will say, I want to the others to see me, I want to show them something. But at this age, no. But he was willing to serve the Lord, and that's wonderful. Because we don't have to stop at any moment in our life. Our serving to the Lord is for all our life, not just when we are youth or when we are just... married and we are young, and after 65 or 70s we stop because we are retired. Yes, we are retired from work for the people, but we are never retiring for working for our Lord. This is endless job. It's church presentation in different churches. Pastor Appreciation Banquet, because we are working together with pastors, with churches. We are members in their churches. These are institutions where we were distributing and placing New Testaments. Our goal of 40,000 New Testaments. And after a week of working and distributing New Testaments, praying for open doors, for having strength enough each day to be on the streets and in these places, what's next? It's God's answer. And God, when God is doing things and when He is answering, He is doing like this. 55,968 New Testaments. Almost 16,000 New Testaments, more than our goal. And I wanted that goal to be less. And God did it more. Because it's not our work. It's God's work. It's not for us. It's not for an association. It's not for people. It's for kingdom of God. And that's why God is faithful when we put God first. We have to have faith in God. This is the international team. In 34 years of Gideon ministry in Romania, we received and distributed 14,434,586 New Testaments. This means that this number is equivalent with the number of people who received the New Testament in 34 years. It's not less, it's not much, but this is our labor in the field. And we are praying for that these people to come to know Christ. For some of them, we heard different stories, different testimonies that they become Christians. But I think for most of them, most of the testimonies we'll be hearing when we'll be all in heaven. And there we'll meet one each other and they will say, oh, you know, I was receiving the New Testament from the Gideons. I came to Christ for that. I was in a hotel and I was reading in the Bible because I was struggling. Or somebody will say, I wanted to kill myself. But I read in the Bible in a room in a hotel, and I give up on myself and I give my life to Christ. Yes, these are the testimonies. We don't know yet all of them. We don't need to know all of them. We have to just to pray for those people who receive a New Testament to be saved. Here are some pictures from with the refugees from the war between Russia and Ukraine. We have borders with Ukraine in the northern part, in the southeast part, and thousands of Ukrainian cross to Romania as refugees to save their lives, mostly women and children, because men were not allowed to cross the border, and we gave them New Testaments. We didn't have such many Testaments as we need, but we've been able to give them 60,000 New Testaments in Ukrainian language, in their own language. And this was a blessing, because we could share the God's Word. When you meet them, we couldn't speak with them just with a translator. But when you could give them a New Testament without saying nothing, because they knew what's that, a New Testament, and it's in their own language. And this was a wonderful. 20 people and 50 children came from Odessa by train to northern part of Romania. From here, going by train across just next Moldova and here into northern Romania. This was a dangerous action because the train is not small, it's big, it's in moving, it's making noise. You cannot stop the train, you cannot hide the train under the bushes, trees or anything. So it's a living target for the enemy. But God helped them and keep them safe to arrive at the shelter. Another refugees, thousands of them to each border point between Romania and Ukraine. They were crossing every day. She is Yulia. She is one of the refugees who came with her daughter, Alexandra, and her mother, Natalia. There, they received the New Testament, and together with them were Christians from Ukraine, because they were affected too. So there, in the same room, they had mattresses all around. They had the tables in the middle. And there, the Christians held Bible study, church services in Ukrainian language. And all the refugees were there, and they were hearing the Word of God. And they were reading in the Word of God, in the New Testament. And after some time, Yulia gave her life to Christ. Not long after, she got baptized in Romania, far from her country. But we are glad that God bring a fruit and quite quickly fruit, and that's wonderful. I know that we don't have to expect that every testament, every seed to bring fruit so quickly. For some seed may take years, but we have to plan. We have to pray for every seed we put it in the hands of people. Bogdan and Kirill, they are two brothers-in-law, and they were crossing the border to Romania because they didn't want to go to war. But the Romanian border patrol caught them, and instead of sending to Ukraine for they were facing a prison, they sent them to Romania into a shelter. Here they got testaments, and they start to read because they were doing nothing, just eating, sleeping, walk around in the neighborhood, and that's all. And they start reading in the New Testament. God was speaking to them. But in the same time, their families, their mothers, their wives, their children came there at the shelter. And when they met, their families were surprised and asked them, "What happened to you? Because you are different." So the Word of God is changing people. Here it's a military unit from Nikolaev, where the commander is a pastor, and every day they were reading in the Bible and had a devotion. They were praying. But in one particular day, they received a call to go to a mission, and then one of them died. When they came back, everybody was sad, but they was telling to the commander, "We don't care about any mission to go without having our devotion time, our praying time every day, because we can see the difference when God is with us." She, Zoe, is 65. She is a retired judge, and she is here at the shelter receiving a New Testament. She confessed that until this age, she never read in a New Testament. And more of that, she didn't have a New Testament or a Bible. Can you imagine? I don't. Because as Christians, I grew up with the Bible in our home. Even now, if I'm going home and collect all the Bibles, I might have more than one box in different languages, different versions, all I can want. But for her, at the age of 65, not owning just a Bible of any kind, it's not just in Ukraine. Like her are people in Romania. Like her are people in United States. Like her are people in different countries of the world. So we have to go outside and to work for our Lord Jesus Christ. Not for us, not for a church, not for a mission, but for kingdom of God. Because we want to win others for Christ. Here are two New Testaments with bullets in them. And I'm telling that these testaments saved the life of someone twice. Because one is for physical life, and second, spiritual life. I don't think that somebody who was shattered and have received a bullet in his testament in the pocket cannot be sensitive in reading the New Testament. First of all, he's reading where the bullet stops. No, it's pure curiosity. Everybody is curious. Even me, I'd like to know where that bullet stopped. No, and for sure those people wanted to see what's happening, and more of that. I'm sure that they start to read in the New Testament from the beginning to see what's all about. What's in that book? And I think that these people gave their life for Christ. I'm sure of that. Nobody cannot be sensitive to that. The Word of God is saving lives, physical life and spiritual life. In John 4:35 says, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already harvest. Brothers and sisters, the fields outside are ready. But it's up to us to go outside. We have to have God's first every day in our life and go outside and work for the kingdom of God. Because we are not alone, for we are God's fellow workers. We are working with the God. We are working for Him, with Him. I want to thank you for everything you done and you do for the ministry. You are praying, you give finance, you share your faith with the others. This, what I show, it's your ministry also, because you are praying for United States, you are praying for Romania, you are praying for Zimbabwe, you are praying for England, you are praying for different countries, that people to come to know Christ. You are part of this. We are together, the body of Christ, working together. And for that, I want to thank you. God bless you all. Thank you for listening to me.